When I was younger, my mum bought me cameras and little developing tanks and black bags, and I could develop my own film in my bedroom. When I was about 13 years old, I was doing that. And I'd mostly just take photos of friends and family and whatever angsty teens were getting up to at the time. And I think a part of me was really keen on just capturing people and trying somehow to keep them through photography.
How much was being Aboriginal a part of your upbringing and who you were growing up?
As a child, being Aboriginal was such a huge part of my upbringing, mostly because I always knew that I was Aboriginal for as long as I can remember. But I spent a number of years living with my grandmother, who was Aboriginal, and she was really proud of who she was and where she'd come from and who she belonged to, and she instilled a sense of pride in me around that. And I also watched her spend a number of years researching her heritage and lineage and finding out exactly where she had come from. And she was just so keen to know and to instill and impart a sense of pride in us about that too.
A lot of your work questions what society perceives as Aboriginal. When did you sort of come to question what Aboriginal was, or were you ever made to question your own heritage?
I think that the first time I started to really question it was the time that I made Not Really Aboriginal. So I had grown up having this sense of pride instilled in me, and then later on, as I started to identify more as being Aboriginal, people would really tend to question my Aboriginality. They'd say, oh, but you're not really Aboriginal, or which part of you is Aboriginal? And I'd never really thought of it in that way, and so I it made me uncomfortable, actually. It made me feel awkward and uncomfortable inside, and I thought, I don't want to look at this. I want to pretend this isn't really happening. But instead of doing that, I turned into that kind of sense of discomfort and tried to explore it. And so I made work that was very much about reconciling my own identity. It was really personal. It was a look at how I felt about this, and it just ended up being something that other people could relate to, both positively and negatively as well.
One of the iconic images in the piece is an image where you've got your family, including your dad and some cousins, wearing blackface, which obviously it's come to be perceived as quite offensive. Why did you choose to use blackface?
It wasn't my first choice, the blackface. In fact, I went through a process of working out what was the best way to say what I wanted to say, which was very much looking at this idea that I wasn't really Aboriginal. So the first thing I did was print out pictures of myself and my family and try to hand colour them to make us look darker, and it just looked terrible. And then I tried to Photoshop our skin to make us look darker, and that worked too well. You'd just walk past it and think, oh, there's an Aboriginal family, if you were looking at that kind of stereotype. And it was through various discussions and processes that I realised that the blackface would be the way to go. So it was a process of working out what was going to best capture the voice that I wanted to put into the artwork.
You told me earlier that your cousins in the image are now studying this piece in school.
Yeah, my cousins had to study the image that they're in school, and I think that's quite hilarious because at the time I think my family were like, yeah, we'll just help Bindi with a little art project, and now they're like, why did we do that?
Now, you were part of a class action against Herald Sun columnist Andrew Bolt, who in one piece wrote about light-skinned Aboriginal people identifying as Aboriginal for political purposes. How has that process influenced your more recent works?
Having been a part of the court case against Andrew Bolt was, I guess, a watershed experience for me. So here I had made this art. I was trying to reconcile my own identity around the breaking down of stereotypes of what it means to be Aboriginal. And then I was in court because of that. And we won, which was really exciting. He was found to have breached the Racial Discrimination Act. And I guess it's influenced my work in the sense that I no longer make work about that. So for me, all of these experiences from making art to going to court have worked. My identity has been reconciled. I know who I am. I was found in federal court to have validity in who I am. not only that, but in what I do, that nothing that I've done has been based on being a part of a gravy train or anything like that. And so that's worked. I feel comfy in my skin. I'm no longer really making work about this thing that I made work about 5 years ago. It's worked. I've moved on to reconciling other parts of me.
I suppose I'm interested in, you know, you live in the western suburbs of Melbourne. You wear clothes just like any other Melburnian. You know, you live a life like any other Melburnian. How difficult is it, do you think, for Aboriginals these days to find that sense of identity?
Look, I think it depends solely on the individual. I couldn't speak for people that live in remote communities because they're having a whole different experience than I am in my urban life. I think it's very difficult for people to, particularly for Aboriginal people in today's society, to find their place. For me, that journey involved not only trying to reconcile where I fit within the community and the broader community, but also reconcile myself spiritually and find healing and forgiveness.
How do you feel that your work's become so well recognised, and you've got exhibitions in Queensland, now in Ballarat where your ancestors come from? How does that feel for you, you know, starting out as an amateur photographer and now having your work so well renowned?
It's really exciting to have been recognised for the work that I make. And I think mostly it's actually the voice that I put into the work that people respond to, rather than the visual of it. I mean, I think the visual is too, but it's about what the work's saying. And that's cool, because there was a time in my life where I feel like I really didn't have a voice at all. Now my voice is something that I'm proud of, something that I'm recognised for, and that's exciting.